with Dave Eves. Let's smell this together.
We'll do Aaron West.
This is our
criterion now.
First smell cast.
Yes.
Is that what you call
Everyone
it?
Everyone at home did receive their odorama cards to smell along with us, correct?
Yes, and this is not the type of bonus episode. And I say bonus, this is going to be a main episode. Apologies, Patreons. You're going to get some something else bonusy. Well, they did. They got that this week, the releases episode. But there's actually something else coming this weekend. So anyway, but it's not every day that you get to smell a movie, Dave.
It's quite infrequent, especially these days.
These days.
In an era where we have the internet, we have all this technology, this scratch and sniff card seems like a thing of the past, an antiquated method of immersement in your films.
Right. Kind of like physical media. This is a new kind of physical media.
It is.
Yeah. And so I got it on Tuesday, and I put it right in the player, and I smelt it. I smelt it right up.
And John Waters dealt it.
John Waters did dealt it.
Or Amazon dealt it. Depends on how you want to look at who delivered it.
Peter Becker maybe dealt it a little bit
or
ordered it. When did you get your copy?
I got it. I pre-ordered it on Amazon, so I did get it on Tuesday, release day. I experienced the entire package. We are obviously speaking about polyester here.
Polyester, John Waters, yes.
Yes.
When did you smell John Waters?
I smelled John Waters on Wednesday night. I did not go directly into polyester, although I will admit when I first got the card, was yours loose in the package, kind of like you opened it and it almost fell out when you open up your disc?
No, it was intact with, I don't know what they call
the little clips inside.
Little clips, yeah. It was intact, fine. Of course, I got that baby. So wait, are you telling me you smelt it before you watched it?
No. So here's the thing. I did open it. And obviously, with inside the package, not to make this kind of like an unboxing type thing, there is the disc, obviously, in the correct place, unless you're one of the unfortunate few that does get the disc that has become loose in transit. Then there's also the poster with the essay, and then there is the appropriately sized odorama card. I assume that for most people, within the little plastic clips inside, that's where it was tucked away. Mine had come loose and was just shaking about. And I don't know if in transit it had been scratched or sniffed slightly, but I will say that the odorama card had a unique funk to it all to itself prior to anything I could do to it. So I don't know if that's the case for everyone or just some slight scratch and sniffery that occurred from mine being a little bit more loosey-goosey than perhaps it should have been.
I think you're alone there. Mine was fine, but that would be interesting. You know, what if some movement in the mail gets that thing scratched? What's your mailman going to think?
I mean, it looked pretty good. Like, looking, because obviously I have scratched and I have sniffed and I have felt love, joy, and regret. You can see on the numbers, if I look at them, especially in the light, where I have scratched. And I can tell which ones were more pleasant odors based on how much I scratched them and how much I sniffed them versus some of the other ones. But I didn't see any markings like that prior to watching the film itself. So I think I was safe.
Yeah. I'll have to ask some of the listeners because
that's
markings.
That's a listener question.
Yes. So listeners that haven't smelt it, scratched it, whatever, let us know if you have markings on there, because I do have markings, but they kind of look like they could be pre-scratched. I don't know. Or like decorative or something. So yeah, this is a milestone. This is our first really 4D release. Well, there's...
Technically, it's 3D. It's just the third dimension is not on the television.
Which is, we may be pleased for that. I don't know if I wanted the third or the second. I don't know which D it would be for Divine coming out on the screen or the vomit. I will say, so we'll talk about this a little bit, but we're going to spoil the smells, you know? So if you're really curious about watching this movie and smelling at your own pace, you might want to experience it first and then listen. If you just want to see if it's worth it, listen to us first, because we're going to go through the smells. And frankly, it's a great gimmick. It was so much fun.
It's wonderful.
It is great. Yeah.
It is so immersive, and it fits so well within the plot, because the character that Divine portrays, Francine, as we learned from the opening song, which is fantastic. Yeah. She has a sixth No, she just has an enhanced fifth sense that she can smell things before they happen. She can, her nose is that sensitive that she can smell trouble, basically.
And sometimes her smelling didn't amount to much. It was a false alarm. There were, because I was getting ready to scratch it. I don't know about you, but I saw that sniffling.
Yeah, you never quite knew when it would be time. But the movie itself, for those who have not seen it, does prompt you when you should scratch and sniff the correct things. The number will flash on the screen, which is fun. I watched it alone. I smelled it alone.
You smelled it alone.
I know that
right?
was one question that Martin Kessler, a friend of the show, had posed on Facebook, whether or not one should wait until a special screening to enjoy the smells or just go for it.
Solitary smelling.
I don't know. It's like you
or
only
social
have one,
smelling. Yeah.
You only have one card. I don't know what the half-life is in the smell before it completely dissipates. Mine still has a little bit of an odor left, but not like as strong or as pungent as it originally was. So I don't know if it will be as fun if you're just passing around a single card. I would say if you have a small group of friends that would be into it, go for it. Or if not, if you just want to do it, use that scratch and sniff card. Let other people find their own scratch and sniff cards to enjoy the smells.
And we have some questions. So one of them kind of touches on that, so I'll save that. But first, I want to say it's such a great idea. And I almost feel like I wish people could smell our podcast, right?
my side would smell like pumpkin beer right now.
Right. How are we going to do this? People could be driving. They could be jogging in the park.
So maybe we should put in the show notes what items they should gather. So for me, pumpkin beer.
Maybe we should just send a bag of shit to all our patrons.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Is that against the law?
It's probably considered some form of harassment or assault.
Although, frankly, I mean, if you think about it, Peter Becker kind of did that. He kind of sent us a shitty smelling thing. It just, you know, if it did go off based on your little clipping accident and your mailman smelled shit, is that against some federal mailing law?
I don't know.
Okay,
can we also say how brilliant it is that that is smell number two?
Yes, that is brilliant. And I don't know if you got
a spoiler there.
Did you get a chance to watch the features or the supplements?
The only supplement I watched was the one with John Waters going through the sample odorama.
Okay.
Scratch and sniff smells.
Okay, that's a good one. The interview is long with him, and I highly recommend. I just love that man speaking. He was also in the Criterion Closet, and I don't want to go into that, but because we're actually recording tomorrow, so this is a little bonus. This will go up early for our patrons, like a day early this time, and probably like it'll go up tomorrow for on the regular feed, and then the other one will wait maybe a week, but the patrons will get it tomorrow. So here's a weird thing. I watched it Wednesday, and then I got sick on Thursday, and I'm getting a little better today. It's maybe you can tell a little bit in my voice. It's probably maybe a tad deeper, but I kind of think that maybe my smell, this is conspiracy theory, but maybe I over-smelled.
Oh my goodness.
It's like post-nasal drip. Maybe when I went to sleep that night, because my throat started burning that night. Maybe my throat was reacting to the aromas, the odors that does this hold water?
So I did not experience that. And okay. Definitely a scratch and sniff, but who knows? There could be some. It is obviously a chemical component on the scratch and sniff card to make it work. So possibly you have a slight allergic reaction to scratch and sniff.
Maybe. I did not tell my boss that I'm working from home Friday because I sniffed a bunch of shit. It's not all. By the way, the smells are not all nasty. That's what makes it fun.
You never know what's going to happen, and it's also fun because of the fact that when you are prompted, you don't know what smell's going to come up.
You don't,
because Francine is often sniffing because she knows something's happening, and sometimes it's like, oh, flowers.
And the worst of it, oh yeah, there's that. And we'll get into that. We'll get into spoilers or smoilers.
Oh goodness, making puns.
There's plenty. Plenty of fodder for that. There are some red herrings, and there's one which could have been the worst smell of the card. I was like, oh no, please, no. They spared us here, but the flower occasion that you referenced, they got us. And we'll talk about that here in a second. One question that, and so we put out some questions, and I put a post up, a funny post up in the Now group a few days ago or a couple days ago when I watched this, is one person asked if it's worth it to smell or should you preserve the card? And so what do you think? If should you go through this movie without smelling it, or is this an experience that you should savor?
I think it's an experience you should savor. I think you should experience it all in one go. I don't think it's going to have the same impact if you watch the movie and then, scratch and sniff later. I think that would be missing that 4D element there. I think it's most fun when you're experiencing it all together. Even if you're watching it alone, it kind of gives you that like, ooh, I'm part of something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's part of the film. I mean, it's definitely part of the film, but I think you are missing something without it. I can't imagine people watching this on cable and without the smell-o-rama. I don't know if it showed on cable. It probably actually hurt its aftermarket there. But now, thank you to Criterion and Odorama, and we have it again. So, what device did you use to do the scratching?
My fingernail.
Me too.
My fingernails smelled a little funky afterwards. Yeah. Not crazy funky, but just a little funky.
Mine smelled kind of funky, yeah. And so one of my pro tips was eating. So I watched it in the evening.
Oh, dear.
I'm kind of sort of on a diet a little bit. I just ate and drank too much in Nashville. It actually is kind of good for that. So it helped me with my nighttime eating.
No, I actually took your advice to heart and did not get a snack while watching this.
Yes. Well, I started the movie with popcorn and I thought I did smell number two. So, okay, here's the first spoiler. Number two is a fart.
Hold on. Do you mind if I pause real quick? Adding a 4D element to this, my cat is scratching at the door to try to get in, so I'm going to him in.
I hope you're your cat does not scratch the card. Your cat might be in for a treat, a treat that they don't want.
Exactly. So Patreon, this is a cat break, not a pee break.
Well, this is actually on the live show, but go ahead.
Oh, live show. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll just try to entertain the viewers. So scratching the thing. My hand smelled like shit. Afterward, and so I tried, and I'm probably going to repeat this when Dave gets back.
I'm back already.
You are.
I didn't have to go far.
Okay, that makes it easier. My hand did smell, and I actually worried that my wife who didn't watch me, and she was kind of grossed out by it. Was Jessica? Did she have any opinions?
She did not watch it with me. She had fallen asleep before I put it on. I put it on late at night. No, it's a movie that she's probably going to want to see at some point. She has no issues with John Waters or the Odorama gimmick whatsoever. I don't know if every spouse will be as understanding.
Yeah.
And I would say as far as John Waters goes, this is pretty tame.
It is pretty tame, except for the smelling part. So you're saying Jessica can smell with the best of them, basically.
Exactly.
She's a smelling champ.
Exactly.
All right, let me get to one of the other questions. So, definitely don't miss out on this experience. It's a special film. It's a gimmick. We just had an Indicator Now show. We talked about William Castle, and I don't know if you've seen a lot of the William Castle movies, but John Waters was prominent on the supplements, and he's obviously a big fan, and was influenced by John Waters, by William Castle to do this. And then there were some other smell-o-rama sort of gimmicks that we'll talk about here in a second. But let me get to some of the Now questions. First off, I'll get to my pro tips. And if you saw them, the smells are not all bad. And this is more spoiler alert. So the fart was number two. Cute. So there was a big time spoiler. Should we talk about the last one?
Well, I'd say we should go down the list, kind of, just to kind of give everyone the taste. Why go out of order?
Okay,
list them one by one.
I don't remember.
I actually have the list in front of me. I pulled it up on Wikipedia.
Look at you, Dave. All right, Dave, take the wheel.
So number one, which is prompted during the little opening of the film, which is a scientist, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, I believe, talking about how he developed the special odorama technology.
Oh.
For that one, we are given the treat of regular flowers.
Bless you, science. Come on. Politicians do not kill our odorama scientists.
The second, as listed on Wikipedia, is flatulence. I would say it smells more like complete shit. That's how it came across to me. The third one, I find interesting because when I was smelling, I was like, I don't even know what this is supposed to be. It just smells chemically. It's supposed to be model airplane glue because someone is huffing glue.
Okay, I missed that as well. I think I know the fourth one. Can I jump in?
What do you think the fourth one is?
Was the fourth one pizza?
Fourth one's pizza.
So let me just interject. I really like how the divine sniffing so happens, and they clue you then, and then they flash the number, so you actually smell the scene. You know, it's this is like diegetic, non-diegetic. So this was a non-diegetic smell. So you smell the pizza before the pizza appears in the scene. Wasn't that clever?
It is clever. And that happens a couple times where you're like, I don't know what's going to happen next. And I think because of that, you'd never know if you're going to smell something good or bad. What's interesting for pizza is at first I thought the pizza smelled bad. But then when I saw it was pizza, it's like, oh, it does smell like pizza.
I thought the same thing. I thought, what is this funky thing? And it was, oh, pizza. Yeah. So your mind plays tricks on you. A funny thing in the John Waters supplement. Again, highly recommend you watch it. And by the way, he had a cold during that. So maybe he
said because he smoked for so long, he doesn't really have a sense of smell anymore unless he's doing LSD.
Well, he had some opinions, but you're right. But he said the pizza smelled like shit. So, yeah,
he
I don't
said
know. Maybe
he
just,
like PO, he just, I, he, he's not wrong. PO.
Maybe he just doesn't like pizza.
Maybe.
So what's number five?
Number five is gasoline.
Oh, right. Okay. So that was the oven scene, right?
No. That is when Francine's mother is taunting her for becoming an alcoholic by giving her something to drink. What she's actually given her is a bottle of gasoline.
Right. Okay. I was a little confused by that. I thought it was liquor, and I thought that was some strange smelling liquor. But
no, it was gasoline.
Gasoline. And so number six.
They are out in the park. Edith Massey and Divine are having a picnic.
Oh yeah.
A skunk occurs.
Yeah. I just opened up the flap and it does smell still. So yes, the smell holds up. Yes, skunk. And
now number seven. I'm going to say number seven of all of these.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
New car smell.
Nope.
Okay, that's number eight.
You've jumped ahead. Yes, number seven. I thought was the most clear smell. I smelled it and I knew instantly what it was. I did not need to wait for the movie to prompt me like the pizza one.
All right, this was.
It's natural gas.
Yeah, this was the oven scene.
And as learned from the John Waters supplement, probably the reason that they were able to do that one so easily is back in the day when you would get your gas bill, they would come with a scratch and sniff card for the smell for natural gas. He said, if you smell this, run. That means you have a gas leak. And I mean, he was even saying in that supplement, like for most of these, they were able to use things that were in the stock 3M library. And it became a challenge when recreating this odorama card because 3M does not make scratch and sniff things anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of wonder if it was actually harder now. I mean, he did mention that industry is basically gone.
Yeah,
so
scratch and sniff isn't really a thing anymore.
It's not.
Kudos to Criterion for recreating the entire experience.
Right. So then the next one is the new car smell.
Yes, new car smell.
So number nine, I know what that is, but go ahead.
It is dirty tennis shoes.
So this is where they really got us because they showed the flowers, and I'm thinking, oh, great, a new smell. But all right, this was the worst to me of the bunch. Do you agree?
This one, honestly, I don't know if I just didn't scratch it well enough. I'm going to try scratching it again to see if I can just like summon any last bits of here. I can even hold it close to the microphone so you can hear it. Yeah, this is pretty bad. That's pretty gnarly. I don't think I got it well enough the first time. Maybe I didn't even try that hard once I knew what I was smelling. But this is. Oh yeah, no, this is terrible.
It's gross.
Awful.
It's gross. Yeah.
Oh,
so
God. I'm filled with regret right now. It's incredibly pungent. Actually,
it
I don't
is.
Even need to hold my nose close to really smell everything.
I felt like that one ruined my evening. I'm gonna say. So.
Oh, this one's ruining my. I'm drinking a beer. Why did I do this to
myself? Oh boy, that's skunk beer right there, right?
You can even. Oh my goodness, you can kind of see on the card now that I'm looking at the light and not in the movie. I can kind of see the chemicals have dispersed beyond it. So I definitely have chemical on my finger. I'm washing my hands after
you
this.
You have cancer now. Dave. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank you, 3M Corporation.
You have to think about the realism here, because I have smelled some dirty sneakers. Never that bad. Never that bad. Generally smells worse. Gas smells worse.
What John Waters had described in the supplement is that in order to make this as bad as possible, they just combined all the bad smells.
Right. So I also had said, that not all smells are bad. And the last one is air freshener. So there you go.
Yeah. It's the relief. It's the palate cleanser. I think exactly. That's such a nice thing that John Waters did for his audience.
It's a catharsis.
I'm going to see if I can get a little bit out of that one right now, honestly.
Yeah, you might need that. It's the chaser. Did that help?
It did. There's still some life left in this card.
I think, that gets to the questions, because there was a good question in there. The card did smell for that evening, and I did put the disc away, and I left it there for a couple of days, so it's now been 2-3 days, and it does still smell, but I think that, you know, you're not going to have to worry about isolating this from the rest of your collection. It's going to...
It's going to dissipate.
It's going to dissipate. Now,
maybe not from my fingernail, but from the thing itself.
So, let's see. Brad asked if it'll stink up his entire apartment, and I would say
number
no.
Nine will.
Just you or your hand, or if you want to use some other instrument, like... I don't know. You could just use a paperclip, probably. Mm-hmm. You could use, I don't know.
A coin.
A coin, yeah. A coin might be a little harsh, though. If you want to preserve the stench.
The dignity. I say just lick the card.
Lick it, yes.
Yeah, just go straight for it.
Let us know how that works out for you.
Yeah.
And then Justin asked, do you think the card is good for multiple scratches over the years, or is it dead after it's once used? So I think you've demonstrated that it's... there's plenty of resmellability, right?
So I don't. I'm not going to say plenty. I think the way I was able to smell a little bit more. These are, I don't. They're decent sized circles. Obviously, this Odorama card is smaller than the original Odorama card because
right.
It needed to fit within the Criterion packaging, as demonstrated by our good friend Keith Enright, who showed his collection of Odorama cards. This is at least half the size of the original cards.
And we do get to see those Odorama cards in the supplement as well. So they talk about the history there.
Yeah.
Now, I told him that there's enough smellability for a lifetime. Now,
I wouldn't say lifetime, but in order to get more smell out of number 9, I just scratched in an area that I could see that I had not scratched before, and there was still plenty of chemical left there to create a terrible, terrible smell. I would say, depending on how much you're scratching, you might be able to get 3 passes on some, but not all.
So, Dave, I was pretty much saying that once is enough for a lifetime.
I got the joke now.
It's not really a joke. I'm never going to scratch this thing again. I'm just saying.
You know.
I've been through this, and it was fun, but I might rewatch the movie. The movie is very, very funny, by the way.
I really liked it.
I really enjoyed it.
Of the John Waters movies I've seen, this might be my favorite.
I think this is my favorite. I mean, it's really clever. It's really fun. And actually, Divine, I think that this is my favorite Divine performance.
Yeah. Great that she just plays it completely straight, like she's Jane Wyman in a Douglas Sirk movie.
Completely.
That's married to a
absolutely.
Pornographer.
And the cover is...
This might be one of the greatest Criterion covers all time.
It may be. Really, after seeing it, I liked the cover before I saw it, but after seeing it and seeing the John Waters and the melodrama kind of Harlequin romance cover, I mean, it totally makes sense. Ron said that he had a DVD with an Odorama card, but he doesn't remember how it worked.
Apparently some of the previous Odorama cards for previous releases changed some of the smells, most notably the airplane glue, rather the model airplane glue, that in many instances was changed to burning rubber because I think they thought that the idea of making it smell like something you could huff was not politically correct, which seems very odd. Of all the things you're going to change, that's the one you change?
I know, really.
But
the red herring, by the way, was vomit. So do you remember that scene? There's a scene where a character throws up. I remember it because my wife heard it in the other room, and she goes, "Oh my God, are you smelling vomit?" But we didn't.
Are we prompted with a number when someone throws up?
We were spared that smell.
That's
a joke. Joke is that they vomit on screen. I think vomit is going to be worse than sneakers.
John Waters did say, and I agree with him, that every great movie out there has a vomit scene. And in this Q&A, someone said, "But you love Ingmar Bergman. He doesn't always have throw-up scenes. He says, yes, he does. He has a, someone throws up in every single one of Ingmar Bergman's movies. Like, wait a second. I think someone might.
Is that true?
This is an actual true John Waters quote, that he believes that what makes a movie great is if someone throws up.
But is it true that every Bergman movie has a...
I don't know, but I think it does happen frequently.
Okay.
More frequently than you imagine.
I have not... categorized Bergman vomiting. So Carl had some really good questions. He asked if when you scratch it, is it like a lottery ticket where you kind of scratch off the material? I think Carl just might not know how scratch and sniff works, but no, that's not. I mean, it's just you scratch a dot, I guess, a circle.
Yeah. Well, and on mine, the numbers are slightly discolored, but you can still clearly make out what they are.
Yeah, mine too. And he asked if it shows it's been scratched, and we've kind of already mentioned that it, yeah, a little bit. And no, I didn't like get in the nitty gritty scratch it. I just wanted a little dose, so I can even see my fingernail markings there. Like the three, I just scratch, you know, horizontally, just a little bit. So
I went to town on three, probably because they didn't know what it was. I was like, what?
You're just a glutton.
Yeah.
That smell. And then he also asked, do you think we can order more cards from Criterion? That's a great question. I kind of wonder if they, so, you know, to our previous question about watching it with a group or even with your wife, you know, can you order another Odorama card, you know, maybe put it in a little plastic bag? And, you know, maybe order 10 and have a smell-o-rama party or odorama party. And can you imagine the fun?
I mean, it's not currently listed on the Criterion gift shop, but I think they should. I think they could make some bank on it unless they're operating at a loss for it right now, the odorama cards, because who knows how much it did cost to produce these, considering that there is not the same level of production in scratch and sniff technology that there once was.
Yeah, and what about the print run too? You know, do they want to?
Yeah,
yeah. Who knows? I think this one probably did pretty well. I think this is a good seller. I'm actually making a note to myself. I'm gonna reach out to John Mulvaney and ask about cards.
Yeah, I think it would be a wise choice. But then again, who knows? Do they tour this restoration at all? I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, I'm going to tell them.
If they were going to or planning to, selling these to individuals might cannibalize their ticket sales for a tour of the restoration. But if they're not going to do it, then, hey, let people have their... But then at the same time, that could also encourage people to not buy the disc. Just have one person buy the disc and five people buy the Odorama card. So who knows?
Good point. But, you know, I mean, if you want to smell it together with your special someone, you know, why not get a card for her, you know, for Valentine's Day?
Exactly.
Here, honey. Yeah, here you go. Scratch number 9 for me. Some more questions. So you already mentioned Martin's. Did we save it? Yeah, you say it. Well, so I do wonder, and actually Dean kind of got to that. So he asked, can you describe the experience, you know, at the theatrical release? Now, I was not at a theatrical release, and if any listener was, please jump into the Facebook and speak to your experience. I can only imagine that, and Dean did this, but it must have been a blast. I just think this would be a riot. Just so much fun, smelling and yeah. I don't know. Have you seen it in a theater?
This is my first time both seeing and smelling the film, so I have not.
I don't think. I think we're too young to have the option. I'm not you know, age shaming anybody, because, or maybe I was
-6 when the movie came out, so that would have made it very difficult for me.
I was pretty young, but. And I don't know if there have been any restoration tours, repertory screenings, where they reprinted these. I think it actually would be a blast. If Janice toured this, I'm sure I could get my local theater to screen it with the cards. I would love that experience.
It would make for a very fun midnight movie. If these Odorama cards are reproduced well enough, it becoming a thing that like everyone wants to see once in the theater, for that very niche cult crowd.
Yep, and smell it together.
Exactly.
So then Keith shared his three, the history of Odorama cards, and as we already noted, the original ones are substantially larger. The Laserdisc one, of course, is larger. There's more room in the box.
Yeah,
and the original screening is, of course, the same size. And he said that they don't still smell, but he said he was not prepared for the pungency of the new one. So I have to maybe question that. Does the new one smell worse? I mean, do you think they really upped the smell?
I don't know. Because having never smelled it before, I have nothing to compare it against. So that's a great question for listeners that have experienced both. It may not be that this is worse, but it might be more odorous by comparison. It
might be more odorous.
A better process.
Yeah. We are Odorama virgins, so we really can't. But you know, seeing the John Waters discussion, he kind of snuck it in there because he, you know, he didn't want to say, "Hey, I'm John Waters. Give me a fart smell." So he might have dialed it down initially because he didn't want to be too blatant. So he said that number two initially was rotten eggs.
So he said that rotten egg smell will help with the fart because he didn't think it smelled like a fart. I think it just smells like straight shit.
I think you're right. But, you know, I mean, I guess if you combine the gas, natural gas and the shit, maybe if they had to do it over again, they would have done that.
Yeah. I just think they wanted to go for the grossest thing they could.
I think so, too, and I think it works. And would you say it's gross? I mean, were you disgusted that evening?
Of course. I was repulsed, but in a fun way.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah, I was grossed out. And I did have trouble eating anything later that night. I had to eat, so I made it work. But we tweeted stuff, and not a lot of people reacted on Twitter.
The only person to react on Twitter was a young man who goes by the name of Douglas McCambridge.
Yeah.
Who asked, I mean, he's a very young person, so he's never heard of any other gimmicks that have happened in his lifetime.
But he asked
what other movie gimmicks have been used in the past 30 or so years. And I'll use that as a moment to say that
he didn't say movie gimmicks.
Gimmicks used in the past 30. You're right.
I did get a little burn in there. I'm pretty proud of that one. So
yeah, no, that was a good burn. Like revisiting movies from your childhood. Who does that on a podcast?
I know. So gimmicky.
but young Mr. McCambridge, I would say that in the early 2010s, the 3D craze, that is a movie gimmick that has occurred in our lifetimes. 3D, since it never caught on as being the new standard for movie making, Avatar, 3D TVs, throwing on 3D glasses to watch a movie, even though it's a gimmick that's existed for a very long time, made its comeback very recently. And honestly, I'd rather smell a movie than see three dimensions of a movie.
So he prompted some research on my part. So I was curious. That's a good question. What movie gimmicks have there been? And now I think marketing wise, there have been lots of gimmicks. I think Blair Witch is probably the biggest one. You know, is this real or not? I mean, you can't really compare that to Odorama. But I wanted to know if there've been anything smell-o-vision wise or anything like William Castle. And I think there have been a few, but there is the 4D experience, and so that has been, I guess, reincarnated, or resurrected, I should say. So Spy Kids actually had a 4D thing where they had a 3D movie, and then they had other, you know, odor. Now, Spy Kids did not have a fart, but what they do is they would spray smells in the theater while you watch it. Yeah, so there you go. Thank you, John Waters. Your farts have made kids laugh. Well, later and at the time, probably. And I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World or any Disney park, but they have those little theatrical events, and they have sometimes... There was one show, I forget what it was called. Was it the Bug one?
You don't remember that we podcasted on Disney World like last year?
That's right. Sorry. These blend together after a while.
What's the bug one that you're thinking of?
It's Tough to Be a Bug or something like that. And
oh, is that in Animal Kingdom? I don't think I saw
it
that
is.
One.
Yeah. And so you watch that, and it, if there's bugs, I think they make it feel like bugs are on you or spiders are on you, and then there's like wind blowing, that sort of thing. I think that's actually in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I think the 4D thing has that sort of gimmick. Yeah, so it's the fodder for amusement parks and Spy Kids. And I think there have been other movies where they've tried that, but none really successfully. So do you think this is something that should catch on?
I mean, if every movie had an Odorama card, it would lose its fun.
Sure.
But I think it's been a while since we've had a master of the craft like John Waters, who's just he knows exactly how to position something to a crowd to make it as interesting as possible. And it's crazy. Like, his career trajectory is insane. Like, mm-hmm. watching Multiple Maniacs, I mean, like, how did this guy ever make a movie with a major studio?
It's crazy.
It's crazy, but it's his movies have that just feel where you just feel like you're part of an experience watching them. So it's no wonder that you'd want to bring in a gimmick like this to make it as immersive as possible.
Yeah, I think it's a special occasion. So I hope that people are influenced by Polyester or some you know, young directors. And so somebody, I think of some of the gross out movies today. And I don't know if I want certain movies to be made with the Odorama card. There are some, I think that the gore and the repulsion has gone a little far.
You know. It has. I'm also going to say that something like this movie really works because, I mean, 81 is not that far removed from the 50s. And this is clearly such a cynical send-up of that 1950s melodrama. I think if you were to try to remake this now and have a movie with a similar feel, it would feel trite or just derivative. Whereas when John Waters is doing it, it feels original and fresh. I don't think that there's anything we can really subvert like that hasn't been done. We need to move into new pastures, greener pastures, in order to kind of get the same sort of feeling that Polyester created.
Yeah, I think if somebody's to do this, it needs to be with as an homage, you know, with respect, with love, you know, somebody that really admires, kind of like the Lost Skeleton of Cadabra. You know, that's a labor of love. They love these old movies, and actually, even Polyester, that's a homage to William Castle and the gimmicks that he did. So the movie itself, yeah, so we love it. Should we say more Smell Go Criterion? No, I mean, these aren't they.
More Criterion Go Odorama.
No, Criterion did make Salo, by the way. I'm just saying. I know that
you can use the Odorama card from this. You just do the numbers in reverse, and it works.
You actually could use, if you really want to, repurpose your Odorama card for different Criterion films. That might be another spreadsheet.
Yeah,
in the realm of the senses, Antichrist. I don't know. Any other smelly films?
Oh dear,
I put you on the spot.
I'm trying to think which one I'd want to smell. Maybe because I've already experienced Polyester, I think I'd rather smell Sallow than In the Realm of the Senses.
Hey, how about I'll meet you halfway? How about Blue Velvet? So you have roses, you have all the beer.
You have the gas mask. You can buy all that stuff. You just need some some nitrous oxide or helium, Pabst Blue Ribbon, and some flowers and an ear, and you're done. You're set.
Or Heineken. You know, it's
no Heineken. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
honestly, which is the better beer, Heineken or Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Neither. They're both terrible.
They're both terrible. Yeah, but back in,
but if I had to choose,
back in the '80s, that first. I think we can remember far back enough when pickings were slim, and they're probably not as good as the beer that you're drinking now. Although after what you just scratched, maybe they're better than what you're experiencing right now. All right. Well, thanks for smelling this with me, Dave. I think this is good. I think we've smelled enough.
I think so too.
Any last smell?
No, a question I posed to the audience is which Criterion movie you'd least like to smell.
Okay. I should have said any farting thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Yeah. So, Dave, where can people find you online?
You can smell me online on Twitter at Cinema versus Dave. That is Cinema VS Dave.
And let Dave know how you smell right now,
Yes,
or
I would
what
like
you
to know.
smell.
Please,
I would like
please
to
tweet at
know.
me.
Yes, let's talk smell.
Yes.
I'm AWES505, and yeah, let me know what you're smelling as well. Or let's talk about smells. What's the smelliest Criterion movie besides Polyester? Let's put that in now. Maybe that's a poll. Yeah, support our Patreon. This is the 25th Frame Network. Smell our Patreon. This is probably the smelliest show on the network to this point, so please support us. Yeah, this has been enjoyable. So that's it. This is Criterion Now, episode 96. Merry
Smell you
Christmas.
later.
Smell you later.